It's the happy half, everybody. It's Friday. I'm so excited to see you here. I can't see you. That was a straight lie. That's what I did. I started off by lying to you. We've had a week off. I hope you enjoyed what we reran last week. The week before that, we had Aisha Tyler on the show. And that's just about as much time as it took for me to actually get some courage and stone. So everybody, I make no money off of this. But if you wanted to have the courage and stone experience that we talked about and also have a keepsake bottle for your own collection, that's what you do. We have an amazing show planned for you today, for as much as we plan these shows. But I want to thank everybody for joining us. I want to do a quick shout out to our sponsors. Artesian Builds made this computer that makes this possible. Go to artesianbuilds.com and enter the code TYT at checkout for up to $100 off of your own computer. And you can get it, you can watch it get made on their Twitch channel. That's fantastic. So thank you so much. And then also to Yeti for this fantastic microphone, Yeti Blue. It sounds good. It feels good. It is good. Speaking of good, we have a great comedian who is joining us for the first time on this show. He has an album that just came out called Last Wishes. Brian Parisi, welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me, Brett.
It's great to have you here. Your album came out on Election Day. I saw that on Instagram. You were like, if anyone needs to a stress-free hour on Election Day, this is it. So first, I just want to thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. I feel like it was not necessarily the best day to to have nobody to have like a lot of attention on it, because there were people paying attention to other things, but it's been great.
Well, I saw on your Instagram that it debuted at number one, which, unless you're great at Photoshop on iTunes, that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's that was I didn't have to Photoshop it. I would have if it had come in like, you know, fifth or something. I would have just changed the numbers, but I didn't have to do it. So
tell us a little bit about your album and what it's about, what people can expect from it, and where they can get it.
Great. You can get it basically everywhere. It's on, you know, all the places that music and is streaming. It's an album I recorded like literally the week before the pandemic hit. I got very lucky. First week, like, you know, end of February, early March. In a crowded basement, which would no longer happen. So I got lucky in a number of ways, but I've been doing stand up for about 13 years, all my best stuff from the recent years. It's like a mix of, there's some dark stuff on there. That's why you see the funeral theme. I would say the first 7 minutes or so of the album are just mostly jokes about murder and death, but it's not all that. It's also lighter things and stuff about my life and some political stuff, some religious stuff. It's a pretty good mix.
Well, that's awesome. Everyone check out Last Wishes. It'll keep you sane in these crazy times. Speaking of which, I asked a bunch of you folks out there what's keeping you sane and giving advice to other people to get through the pandemic. And we're going to talk about it in this segment. Stay safe, stay sane. It has been crazy. I feel like every few days I ask Alexa, I don't want to say her name because she'll chime in because we're all at home now. But I ask her how many days it's been since the pandemic forced a quarantine, March 20th. And the number is in the 240s and it's insane. First, Brian, how are you staying sane through this pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not for certain portions of it, but when I am, I find that it helps to spend. There's two main things. One is to spend time with small children or animals that don't comprehend the magnitude of everything. It's like a really nice, like they just don't get it. So you don't have to be around somebody who like gets it. They're like, I don't know what's happening. Like a dog doesn't know. It's awesome. I don't have one, but I seek them out.
I've seen you have been on your Instagram, or you've done videos with your niece.
Yes.
Is that during the pandemic that you've been doing that? The videos are hilarious and fantastic.
Thank you. So she's like in my quarantine bubble. So basically she's my brother's kid, and my bubble is basically like their family. They also, I lived with them for part of the pandemic. And now I'm teaching that niece the second grade. Well, not I don't want to take too much credit. She's remote learning. I'm helping. I see her all the time from that, but she loves doing like little videos. So it's great because I just use her as a comedic prop, and she's actually pretty good at acting. So
she is. It's fantastic. How are you helping her get through the second grade?
You know, it's basically like helping her with the like. So they have like remote learning stuff that they're doing throughout the day, but it's kind of like doing stuff in between that. And then, you know, just trying to right now we're doing some division. We're getting to division. I'm pretty like, I don't want to brag, but like when it comes to second grade math, I can really do it.
I would kill for that stuff, man. Like yeah. I'm going through, like I was always into like games on my phone, but like I have just long, I don't have access to little children, and it's probably for the best. But I have been like, I just want to do a little puzzle. So I'll sit yeah. there and I have this game where like, if you do enough Candy Crush style puzzles, you can like design a basement. Like it's bad. Oh, it's like HGTV and Candy Crush at the same time. And it's one of those things where like, there are things that make you happy. And then knowing that that's all it takes to make you happy makes you really sad. And yes. That's where I'm at with that.
For like, the low bar. If yeah. you don't have access to small kids, you can do that. This is a trick I do. It's you go to the park and you sit in a like a high traffic bench where dogs go by. And then you just pet other people's dogs. I'm aware that this is very creepy, but I do it.
It's only creepy now. It's only creepy because of people who made it creepy. That's not a creepy thing. Liking dogs, it's okay.
Yeah, it should be okay. I'm very sensitive to being creepy because I have a mustache. So we have to be very aware of how we come off.
You want, it isn't worth it. It's three mustaches really. On different tiers and I can't do it.
Yes.
I only now at 38 years old can fill this in, and that's why I do it. It's mostly of a lack of a bone structure. This just kind of pretends yes. that I have one.
That's what I'm doing. I'm creating the illusion of a chin.
It's working. I asked some of the folks out there, happy half hour viewers, follow us HHH on TYT so you can keep up to date when I ask these questions, if I remember to do it on that handle. But I asked for people some advice on how to stay safe and stay sane during this pandemic. Canadian Cinnamon said, take lots of long and hot showers with eucalyptus oil dabbed around the tub for the steam to lift. That made me feel aroused. So thank you so much, Canadian Cinnamon.
That is a sexy tweet.
It really is. And the photo of Canadian Cinnamon just like sitting there and covering some of the face, the mystery makes it sexy despite the name being an emoji of someone wearing a mask.
Someone do research and make sure that girl isn't like 12 years old. We can't tell from the little tiny circle picture. Just before you get canceled, I always want to point out that he couldn't see a full picture of this person.
Thank you, Brian. Brian looking out for us in these tough times. Legal counsel. Grazie, Steve. Italians in the house. Goes, take those overwhelming thoughts and write them in a journal to type them out on your laptop. Getting them out of your head and onto a piece of paper can be therapeutic in my experience. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a really, really good advice. And I feel like it's actually trying to help. And then it makes a turn. Now, if all that doesn't work, I recommend a strong gin and tonic. So
nice.
Most of these suggestions were from people like Ryan Emerald, who said same advice as previous weeks, cannabis, alcohol, TYT, video games. A lot of people said just get drunk and you'll be fine.
Yeah, my particular vein of it is you got to put alcohol in your hot chocolate. Like whenever you have hot chocolate, you put schnapps in there. And that's just like a rule that you have to have during the pandemic.
Brilliant. I love that advice. And the only other advice I think needs to be added is from Nick, the beard has taken over danger, who says, stare at the bear. And this is similar to your other advice of the dog. It's just an
oh man.
That's a great dog.
That is a very cute dog.
When you stare too long into the bear stares back into you.
Wow. That voice was terrifying.
Thank you. That's my to terrify the audience. We'll make it up to you if you got scared. We'll come back with some fun stuff. We got a fun game to play with Brian after this. Don't go away. We talked about children earlier, so I am going to call this segment, What the F is Happening Here? What the F is Happening Here? I don't want to say bad words. In this game, I'm gonna show Brian a close up of something and then ask him basically what the F is happening here. And then Brian, you guess what you think it is, and then we'll have a big reveal party and everyone will celebrate and have a great cathartic experience. Do you understand the rules as I have explained them to you?
Awesome, I get it totally.
Fantastic. Okay, so the first round of what the F is happening here is this photo, and then talk it out. Tell me what you see and what you think the F is happening there.
Oh, it looks a little bit like a man dressed as a rat or something. A man dressed as a rat biting a piece of an escalator. That's my best guess. I don't know why there's that piece of an escalator out there, but.
I love the idea of a piece of an escalator. If you encounter a piece of an escalator, something has gone very, very wrong. Usually all the pieces of an escalator are together.
Yeah, you're never like, ooh, sweet, I've been looking for that piece. And then you put it in the missing piece of an escalator.
Alas, no, this is something that has been very, it's just been the thing people were talking about that I was very happy was in the news this week, because it's the kind of stuff that in like 5 years ago would take over an entire news cycle when you had like the bandwidth not to lament the dying of democracy. But no, this is, here's a wider photo of it. It is a monolith that was found in the Utah desert that just randomly appeared. People at least came upon it and were like, why is this monolith in the middle of the Utah desert? And what you had described as a rat. And originally when I took the photo, I thought it was some person dressed as an elephant who was in the middle of the desert to take a cool Instagram photo. No, that's actually from the Utah Department of Wildlife Resources.
Oh man, they got a work on those uniforms.
It's absolutely true. Like when people say, oh, I love a man in uniform, they're not talking about that.
No, definitely not. They don't want to see that guy.
This was a big mystery. And the Utah Department of Safety Aero Bureau on Instagram said, counting bighorn sheep with Department of Wildlife Resources this week. During the counts, we came across this in the middle of nowhere, buried deep in the rock. Inquiring minds want to know, what the heck is it? Anyone? Now, putting it together, did you see this going around the news this week? What did you think? What do you think is the story behind it?
Yeah, when you panned out, I was like, and started talking about it, I was like, oh, it's that monolith thing. I haven't really read much about it, but I mean, to me, I read it and I was like, oh, it's probably like some artist, you know, like who else would do that? It's some kind of like a, I don't know, Banksy from the future type thing. I'm not sure what it is, but.
So this is amazing. This is one of my favorite things about this story is the person who really got to the bottom of it. And I'm just gonna read this excerpt from a Vice article. A Redditor who goes by the name Bearfucker.
That's great.
Dug into the Google Earth archives and found convincing evidence that the structure was installed around 5 years ago. So this thing was just sitting in the Utah desert for 5 years. And now those folks that came in to investigate it, people from the Utah Department of whatever, took it away. And they're being referred to as Karens of the hiking community.
I like that the guy who did the research, that like he did such good research that they had to mention him, you know? And they were, you know, they didn't want to, you know, they were like really trying to not write like, and a Redditor named Bearfucker, like, you know, they didn't want to do that, but he did such good research, they had to credit him.
So this disappeared, and then another similar one apparently showed up in Romania. So Bochka.
Oh my God, they're spreading.
Well, they're, yeah, it's contagious in Romania. Apparently lately, there's one in Atascadero, California that popped up since we produced this story. So that's in Central California. They think it's an artist named John McCracken, whose son recounted, we were standing outside looking at the stars with his dad, who died since this conversation happened, who made very simple, like basically identical art installations. He said, we're standing outside looking at the stars. And my dad said something to the effect of that he would like to leave this artwork in remote places to be discovered later. And that might be exactly what happened. John McCracken, artist. So who knows?
Wow. It sounds like they need to look into where that son's been the last couple of days.
And then I just did peyote for 6 years, man. So nuts. All right, here is the next. What the F is happening here? Brian, what the F is happening here?
All right. Okay, I'm seeing a cat turd. Cat turd 2. Looks like an account for a cat turd. This doesn't look like this doesn't look like Twitter to me. I can't tell what interface this is. It seems like cats have like something going on that we don't know about. I don't know what cat turd is. There's no turd in the picture, which is confusing.
That is true. There is no turd in the picture. However, cat turd is on Twitter. It's just that when I took this screenshot, I was in dark mode. Cat turd is an account that has been retweeted by the President of the United States 7 times.
Nice.
So as evidenced here by this tweet from Cat Turd 2, apparently Cat Turd 1 was taken, saying Rudy Giuliani is presenting a ton of evidence, you ignore blah, 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 or refuse blah, blah, blah. But the most important thing, it has 66,000 likes, does Cat Turd. And at the top, retweeted by Donald J. Trump. This is America for at least the next month and 2 months or so.
Dude, I've never had those kind of numbers. I gotta get on there and just start making up wild stuff. You know what I mean?
It's so tempting. It's so like every day at this network, we do a story about another grifter who's just like, I'm gonna take it easy way and see how it pays.
Yeah. There was that guy on Fox. I saw a guy who was like a truck driver who was like claiming some. It was like they just had this like on Hannity. They had this wild like panel of people who were like, and this guy drove a truck he thinks with maybe ballots in it. And they were like, did it have ballots in it? Did you get a look? And he was like, no, I don't know. I didn't really see. And you're just like, what is this? Why is this on the news?
They don't care, man.
Yeah.
They just don't care. And for the first time, Fox News feels pressure from other networks that are trying to take their audience. They're like, listen, we're the only game in town. What are you gonna do, watch Newsmax? And people are like, yeah, I am gonna watch
Newsmax. Yeah, they're just sitting them down like, listen, Sean, I know we've never said this to you, but you gotta be dumber out there.
We know you're bending over backwards, but can you fit your head the entire way in your ass?
So crazy.
All right, here's the last one. What the F is happening?
Oh man, okay. This I think I actually know. I've never gotten an answer right in anything in my entire life, but I think I know this. This looks like to me one of those fake audiences because of the pandemic. I watched it with the NBA, but this is filled up with mostly dogs and what appears to be maybe Marie Osmond. I'm not sure, but I think it's dogs and Marie Osmond. I'm gonna guess that this is like whatever that dog show is. They did a live dog show and they put this in the audience to make already sad people watching a dog show feel less sad by a little bit.
100% right. This is the American Love Dog Show. Congratulations, Brian. And I never thought of it that way. Did people watching the dog show need that positive reinforcement of an audience going like, it is okay to clap at this? There are other humans into it. No.
Do you think they like piped in crowd noise to fuck with the Sharpays or whatever? Just to get an authentic experience?
He's not distracted. He's not as distracted by the people in the audience doing the wave.
Yeah, right?
Oh my God, that's fantastic. Yes, they didn't just have it in some warehouse. They needed to have it in a warehouse, but simulate the utter scintillation of a live audience. But instead of having people who are really fans of dogs send in their own faces, they had a ton of actual dogs. And I can't confirm this, but I'm gonna corroborate that it was absolutely Marie Osmond.
Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, so you got 1 out of 3, which is better than the average in this game. Thank you, Brian. We gotta take a break. When we come back, we got the best thing ever of the week. All right, it's time for the best thing ever of the week. We try to point out one or two things. This time it's just one thing that is really the best thing in the universe this week. And it is brought to our attention by an article on Motherboard that says, burn away 2020 with this interactive dumpster fire. Send an email to this website and it'll burn your troubles away live in a dumpster. So this is a group of people who have designed, as we'll show you in a second, they've designed a system by which if you are feeling like there's something It's very Jewish. It's actually a Jewish thing. You write it, you throw it away, you put it in the fire and it burns it and it all goes away. Speaking from experience, from one of those two holidays that the people that you went to school with got off, they were Jewish. I don't remember, I'm not that Jewish. But essentially, you can send them an email with anything. They'll print it out and you can watch it go into a literal dumpster fire and be incinerated. So I volunteered. I sent them an email to dumpsterfire@hay.com that said burn it all. And I emailed it into them. And wouldn't you know it, as we'll show you, this is the experience that you too can have, where they take it, it automatically comes out of the printer as long as you don't say anything too offensive. This wasn't my first try. And it prints out. It goes down the conveyor belt, and in a second, you get to actually see the piece of paper that says burn it all. The fire starts, it gets fed into Hades itself, and then you get that very cathartic experience of it being incinerated before your very eyes on a Twitch channel or dumpsterfire.email, because there's not a lot of money in this. You can't afford the .com. So Brian, that's the best thing ever of the week. What would you put in the 2020 dumpster fire?
Oh man, I like that. I would like to put some actual things in there, but I guess symbolically through email. There are some things I would like to burn. I would like to burn, I mentioned that I've been spending a lot of time teaching my niece. I would like to burn the game Candyland. I've spent too much time playing it. It's not a good game. It doesn't make, there's no skill to it. It doesn't make any sense. There's weird characters like Nana Nut that I don't appreciate. And in general, people who are young children tend to object and cry when they lose. It's not a good thing. I would throw Candyland on the fire for sure.
I remember playing, it was at my grandma's house, which means I only played it when I was 2 years old. What is the game?
It's you pick up a card with a color block and then you move to that color block. There's no sense or skill to it. It's kind of crap.
Stupid. It's making stupid children.
I would burn. I had a phase during the pandemic where I got into leopard print menswear briefly. I would burn all the evidence of that, Instagram pictures, probably the clothing itself. And then I think,
wait, what motivated the leopard print thing? Did you have it and you were like, I'm going to wear it? Or were you like, you know,
no.
I've got a lot of time.
Yeah, it was sort of like, screw it, everything's falling apart. I'm gonna do some online shopping for the weirdest stuff, and leopard print menswear is where I landed. So it all got sent to me. But yeah, I would definitely burn all of that. And then I think the last thing that I would burn would be Donald Trump Jr.'s book, just the whole book. If they could print out every page, I don't know how expensive that is for them to do, but if they could just bring and just burn that whole thing. It feels like every time you're burning stuff in a fire, that should be like just very common kindling that we all use.
I'm so like, there's a few things that give me like a instant jolt of pleasure. And one of them was that I couldn't remember the name of that book. Like I knew it happened, but I was like, what was the name of it? Oh wait, I don't remember. That's fantastic. Triggered and liberal.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason you don't know the name of it is because you're part of the liberal media that's destroying America.
I'm fake. I'm not real. There's no me that is a real human being. I think those are some really good options. I asked some folks, I asked some of you what you would throw in the dumpster fire. I got neoconservative. We got some pretty expected TYT answers like neoconservatism. Max Rule said Trump, but step back, you'll be spattered by hot fat. So that's true. I heard from Pasta Zasta that the Mulan reboot would be something. I haven't seen it yet. And then also,
that is so specific.
Like I had hopes for you, but it sucked. I got COVID to watch that in a freaking AMC, and I totally saw that trailer, and I was all about it. The idea that Pasta Zasta was like, it's not good, breaks my heart a little bit. But for me specifically, it's like I want to burn everything between me and caring about the Mulan reboot. Yes. Because like I used to, that was my job. My job was the pop culture guy. I was all about like, well, let's talk about how realistic it was. And like, I gave a shit. Now yeah. I felt like I don't have the bandwidth to care about other things. Like yeah. they also said, Justin Bieber's album Changes. It's like, didn't know it happened.
Yeah, and you feel better now that you don't care about that, right?
It's both. It's like it's now both. That Trump lost, I'm like, okay, great. I have the luxury of going back into it. I'm sad that Trump losing did that to me, but the thought of like everything else that I used to like, oh, I have four extra hours of not like cultivating all these Trump tweets. I can actually focus on Moulin's Reap. They should do a communist one, just Moulin Rouge. Okay, so the other thing is, for me, it's like the things I actually want to throw in the 2020 jumpster fire are like non-elastic waistbands. Like it's that basic. This shirt, I love this. You can get it at shoptyt.com, our TY quarantine teen shirt. But honestly, like I have not worn a pant in a while. It's pretty hacky, but like I haven't worn a pant in a while. I'm wearing the same things I show every week. I'm wearing the Japan.
Oh, wow.
These are these weird. I got them at Uniqlo and I'm wearing like crappy like REI wool socks.
Dude, I can't believe I wore jeans to this interview. If I had known how casual it was from the waist down, I would not have worn jeans on the show.
I'm sorry that you did. And I'm sorry that, well, I'm proud that I exuded the kind of, you know, commanded bit of respect you felt like you had to afford me.
Definitely.
I'm glad that you did. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for you being here. Tell us again about your stand-up special and where people can find it.
Yeah, it's called Last Wishes. If you search for pretty much iTunes or anywhere that music is, I mean, my last name, I mean, you can see there, but it's Paris with an E after it if you're listening. And just check me out and follow my Instagram at Parisi Comic. I post about it on there. And I also post videos with my niece and other stuff too.
And it's super great. And you're fantastic. And also, when I was going, like, looking through your Instagram before the show, a lot of people who've been on Happy Half Hour are commenting on your Instagram. So it's a cool little family. So thank you so much, Brian, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll see you guys next time on the Happy Half Hour.